Now, if you're, sometimes if you run into a, or you run into a chair or something and skin yourself right there, you say you skint your what?
Shin.
Yeah. Boy, that hurts too.
I bet you've had Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
About, you ever hear anybody talk about haunches or hunkers?
Well, you hunker down.
Okay.
That is when you just hunker down, you know, like you go sitting on the fish and sit hunkered down?
Yeah, right.
Drop back behind, sit down on the cape of your legs. Most.
If a person has been not feeling too good and he's kind of pale, you might say, well, he looks kind of...
He looks kind of sick.
Okay, you ever hear anybody use the term peaked?
Yeah, that's funny. I swear very often to
you. You just say he looks kind of...
He looks peaked.
Okay. If a person is good-natured, what does that mean?
Well, he's a good man. He does good-natured, you know, and he's pretty well satisfied in where you put him.
Okay.
What did you say? You called him a good neighbor?
Good-natured.
Oh, nature. Well, he's just smooth-tempered, you know, and,
yeah.
And don't fly all to pieces and get mad at nothing.
Okay. If a person... stumbles around a lot, you know, and has, he just trips and falls or stumbles, you say he is real what?
Clumsy.
Okay. do you ever hear anybody use the word fool?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means he's idiotic or something like that, or got lost marbles in his ring.
Okay.
Means a whole lot of different.
Means he's not playing with a full deck.
No.
What about a person that just hates to spend his money?
Well, let's see, he's stingy.
Okay, you ever hear him called a tightwad?
Yeah, I have, but that's a good name for him. He's tightwad.
Okay. What about the word common? Would you ever use the word common in a good sense? I mean,
Common.
I mean,
if
somebody... if somebody was talking about somebody else and they said, well, he's common, would that be good or bad?
Well, it's on how you say it. He just common damn fool. He's a fool.
Yeah.
That's, does that fit?
That fits pretty well.
I've heard that word used too, but I never did use it much, no huh? A common man, I reckon, would be a kind of a idlesome man or something like that,
okay.
You know.
If a person, if a child doesn't like to be in the dark and has to sleep with a light on or something, you say, well, he's just, what would you say, afraid of the dark or scared
afraid
of the dark?
I'd say he's afraid of the dark or something like that.
Okay.
There's so many different ways of, you know, telling that.
Yeah. If, I believe it's climbed up a little bit.
Well, yeah, those skips was flying up a little bit.
Let's see. A person, when he grows up, might not be afraid of the dark. And you'd say, well, he's not afraid now, but he...
used to be.
Okay. Or if he is now, but he wasn't then, you'd say, well, he is afraid now, but he didn't. Would you say didn't used to be?
Well, that's what I'd say. He didn't used to be afraid. He just got that way.
Hey, a person who doesn't pay any attention to what he's doing is real what?
Wouldn't pay no attention to what he's doing?
Yeah. Would you ever use the term careless or?
Yeah, he's careless or a fanatic.
Okay. Do you ever hear the term queer used, meaning real peculiar or odd?
Mm-hmm.
About a person, you say, well, he sure is.
He sure is queer.
Okay.
Or something of that kind of rule.
If a person's real stubborn, you might say, well, I don't see why you're so...
stubborn.
Okay, you ever hear anybody use anything like pig-headed or ornery or contrary?
Yeah, knucklehead.
Okay.
It could be a knucklehead, you know.